Hi guys, welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast. Today we are repurposing one of my favorite episodes. It was the one that I recorded with my friends Julia and Sierra, and it was a really fun, lighthearted girls chat. So this is a great episode to listen to. If you're going on a walk, you want something a little more funny, cute, like you're talking to your friends episode, okay? So I hope you enjoy this one. And Brett and I, this Saturday, we moved my couch, my TV console, and what else, Brett? Couch, TV, console. What else did we move?
Don't know.
Oh, the coffee table. And my coffee table to a consignment shop so they could sell it. And then I keep 50% of whatever they sell it for because Facebook Marketplace was not doing it for me. And then besides that, we've hung out with Gus and we went to our friend's pool. And it was a really cute Saturday. Now we're just about to start a movie. But I hope you enjoy this episode. If you're probably listening to it, maybe Sunday on your walk. So yeah, enjoy. Hi guys, welcome back to a new Strong with Julie podcast. Today's a super exciting episode because I have my two best friends here, Sierra, which is my roommate, and my friend Julia from home. We are going to be doing a Q&A. It's gonna be a little spicy, fun, but I want them to introduce themselves first, so. Hi guys.
Hi.
Oh my god.
Let's go first.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm Sierra. I'm Juliana's roommate. I moved here from Minnesota and just been vibing ever since in Fort Myers. I mean, hurricane, but I love living with Juliana.
Okay, hi guys. I'm Julia. I've known Juliana for like 8 years now?
Yeah.
Like a very long time.
You guys are saying Juliana, but they know me as Julie.
Oh, oh Julie. Sorry, Juliana. I'm an OG, Julie. So I say
Juliana. Ooh, that's weird.
It's going to be hard to do Julia during this.
Yeah, it's yeah. fine.
Well, anyways, I've known Juliana for a long time, went to high school together. We were, conjoined the hip for a few years.
Yeah.
And then, actually, right before I moved to Naples, so right before I was moving to Naples, Juliana texted me that she was moving to Fort Myers. I was like, this is perfect. And now I come and live here every weekend with them.
Thursday through Sunday, yeah. Julia Sunday. Is our third roommate.
Exactly.
Julia has a stocking.
I do. If you could look at the
She's a what?
A stocking.
Oh, yeah. We decorated for Christmas already. November 1st, you know. Well, it's November 13th now. Anyways, I want to get right into these questions because there's quite a few of them. And they haven't seen the questions yet. But I'm just going to popcorn them onto you guys, okay?
Are you going to answer them too?
Yeah, I'm going to put my input in.
Okay.
So the first one is just kind of a cute one, okay? Someone asks, what is your word of the week? Like a word you want to just embody
like
the
for
week.
The coming week?
Yeah. Okay. Like something you want to focus on because we are a health and fitness platform, but we're going to talk about other stuff too.
I can do mine.
What is it?
Wellness, because I'm a little ill. But I just need to get myself back, you know, and prepare for my birthday, my 22nd birthday.
What are you going to do to embody wellness?
I'm going to keep up my daily walks, since I can't be too physical at the moment, and take my vitamins that I have in my vitamin container every morning, drink plenty of water, and eat healthy, as I have been, except for this weekend, a little bit cheat.
It's okay. Lots of crumble cookies and ice cream this weekend
lots
for
of
me.
Ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, mine would be probably commitment because I want to get good sleep. I want to work out and eat healthy because I'm flying home Thursday and then I'm going to Chicago for a long weekend to visit my friends. So I know there's not going to be much of eating healthy, honestly. Working out and then home for Thanksgiving. So this week is kind of my grind weekend, just getting organized.
Yeah.
Mine is balance. I feel like mine's always balance because I want to have fun. I'm going home on Saturday, so we have a few little friends' dinners that we want to do. I want to spend time with everyone, but I still want to, wake up early and get everything done with my morning routine because that's my time to get everything done. Okay, next question is, how did we become roommates?
Oh, my God. Well, I think we were in a group, me, for Gartner.
We work at Gartner.
We're Gartner girls. And I decided last minute that I was going to move here, and I dropped in the group, does anyone need a roommate? I don't even think you responded. You, reached out to me privately.
We were both the last minute people in the group chat. Everyone already had roommates. They had everything. It was probably June, and we were moving in August. June, July.
I decided super late May that I was going to work for Gartner.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, this is perfect. I don't even think we had FaceTime.
No, we had like one FaceTime call, and then we're like,
okay, cool.
Like, should I book it now? I was like, yeah, probably.
What were your first impressions? I feel like my first impression of you was that you were like normal.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she's normal. I was like, I hope she's clean, and then we both found out that we're very messy clean.
Messy clean.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Messy clean. There's balance.
We're the messiest clean people.
We clean a lot at one time, and then we're really messy.
And then we're like frat boys.
Like the weekends are very fraternity.
But then it's like deep clean, and we're starting over.
Yeah, I actually cleaned my toilet today.
Deep cleaned my toilet.
Okay, cool. Let's do another one. Someone asked which platform we watch Dance Moms on. Hulu.
You don't even need the big subscription, just the little one.
Yeah, just the normal one.
Best show ever. Okay, someone said, okay, they want advice.
Okay.
We're moving on a little bit. They said, I asked out my gym crush and he said, okay, it's been 3 weeks and he still hasn't texted. What would you do?
Find a new gym crush.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You wouldn't reach out?
No.
Wait, she texted him first?
Well, I guess it says that she asked him at the gym, I'm thinking. And then maybe they exchanged numbers and he never texted her.
No, if he never texted, you move on. You find out. There are so many fish in the sea.
You want to drop a little passive-aggressive comment next time you see him.
Yeah, you could do that.
You still haven't texted me, haha. Like, laugh about it, then walk away.
I think I would do that, yeah. Like, in person?
Like, make a joke out of it, don't be serious.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't go up to him at the gym, though. If I ran into him, said hi and whatnot, but, like, I wouldn't, if I saw him at the gym, I wouldn't go up to him and be like, where's my text? Why would you text me?
No, yeah, if you run into him, I would drop that comment.
Just be a little,
don't be awkward. No. I hate when people, like, you've, like, definitely, like, known someone and like you text or you Snapchat and then they like see you in public and you're both like, you know, you like look at the ground and look at your phone.
Oh my God,
why are we being weird? Why are we being children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're too old for that.
But I probably would do that. Anyways. Okay, so, you know, make a little funny comment to them. Okay, someone asked, what do you do when you need alone time? I guess like with roommates or with friends. I don't know. I feel like we're both just like...
I don't have that much alone time. Yeah, and I don't mind it.
I feel like at this point in my life, I was telling you this, it's like, I don't like silence. Even if I'm like walking to the gym, I put a podcast on. Yeah. I like can't be with my own thoughts.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that bad?
No, but I feel like there's times... Like, I feel like almost my alone time is like skincare prep, brush my teeth, get ready for bed.
Ooh. Whiz crack. Ooh, puberty.
And then I just get into bed and, like, watch a show. Like, that's my alone time.
Before bed is my alone time.
I feel like
in the morning.
Yeah.
While I'm getting ready and, like...
I feel like something that works for us is that I wake up early and I do my whole thing in the morning. And then after work, you have, like, your alone time.
True, true, true.
Because I'm, like, getting...
True. Yeah, gym is alone time. Especially if you're deciding just to walk. I'm like, I'll put on my Dance Moms and walk at the gym.
Yeah.
Or like call a friend. I don't know.
Okay, someone asked, are you guys in a relationship?
Oh, I can know who could take that one away. Juliana is newly off the market. Everyone say congratulations.
Yeah. I have a boyfriend.
Okay,
so
is that it? Okay, I have a boyfriend. I've been dating Austin for, we're name dropping.
For Austin.
2 years, so.
Austin's gonna come live with us, guys, in January?
January, for like 4 months.
January to April.
Because he's in Minnesota, you know, long distance. We're gonna have a third roommate. Keep it casual. Soft launch.
Soft launch.
I'm fully as single as they come.
How long have you been single?
Since March of 2021.
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I feel like I'm my happiest single. But I will say, just like I always tell you guys, like it's nice to just like have that attention here and there, you know? Like I'm a girl. I still like the attention. Can't lie.
I'm a relationship girl.
Yeah, you definitely are. You always have been.
I think I am, but I didn't know I was.
Yeah.
I've been in like 3-4 relationships that I didn't even realize. But I enjoyed my time single, but I definitely like it better now.
I definitely enjoy my time single, like, a lot. Like, I think I thrive when I'm single.
You do?
But I do, I can't knock it. Like, I did love being in a relationship, you know?
But do you think it's because of the relationship that you had? Like, I feel like once you find the right relationship, you're going to be like, oh my God, this
sure.
is so much better than
once
being
I,
single.
Yeah, I agree. Once I find, like, the right person, then I think I will be a lot happier. I thought my ex was the right person, and I was so happy until it, like, wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
But I think when I'm single, I'm just like, woohoo! Like, yeah. Yay!
Carefree.
I don't have a commit, not to knock you guys, I just don't have, like, a commitment.
No,
know?
But that's, like, the thing, though, that's the one thing I didn't wanted when I started dating, is to, like, not have friends.
Yeah.
And, like, distance yourself.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
something that I was very mindful of, especially in college, when you're, like, trying to maintain relationships and, like, make more friends.
That's
yeah,
hard.
That is really hard.
I feel like I'm struggling with that now, but I really,
yeah,
like,
I feel well. Yeah.
I'm mindful of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're doing really well.
Really?
Well, also, yeah. I live with you, so I get to spend a lot of time with you.
Yeah,
I don't think you're doing, like, a bad, like, job at it. I think you also...
Wait, this is very new.
It is very
yeah,
new?
It is very new. That's so true. But, I mean, I don't think... I think if it starts... You have to have a good foundation first. Like, I think she started off... She's starting off well, you know, keeping a balance between friends and relationships.
And you have same friends.
Yeah, this,
yeah
that's
helpful.
The good thing is the friend group, it's not going to, like...
Yeah,
you know,
that's tough
right
when
now.
Your significant other has other friends and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then that could be sometimes you stayed, you know, if you stay over his house, then you end up staying a few nights or a few days and we don't see you.
It's,
you know?
It also helps that he's our
like,
neighbor.
A couple yards away.
Literally, like, three
so
doors
I can
now.
Just hop back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Which is so convenient.
That is very
wow.
convenient.
Yeah,
that
I don't
really
know
nice.
What's going to happen. But I think I'm just, like, mindful of setting those boundaries at the beginning. Like, okay... But I wake up in the morning, like, that's my time.
Well, you
or
did
like,
say that. You said that
yeah.
to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you need to have your schedule.
Yeah. Because I still recharge alone and, like, with you guys. But I like that you guys like him because then we can do fun stuff like we did yesterday
yeah.
and
like,
go.
Oh, my God. It was literally a girl's trip with Brett. Like, it was so fun. And
he got drunky.
He did get drunky. And I will say he's, like, the best, like, boyfriend. I mean, I haven't met Austin, so
what
I can't.
What did you say? Like, communal boyfriend?
Communal boyfriend.
At
the
he's
store,
the best
I was
communal
like,
boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, we brought our communal boyfriend. Like, oh. He's just... And what I like about him, too, is he's not, like, a dick to... Oh, sorry. He's not, like, mean to us. Like, he doesn't, like, throw a comment here or there.
I feel
like
he's same
he
humor.
Loves you guys.
He has the same humor
He has
as
some...
Me,
yeah,
like,
he does. And he's, like... He,
wow, we're hyping him up so much right now. Hi,
yeah,
Brett, for
hi
watching
Brett.
This.
He's like, oh, wow. what was I going to say? Oh, he also, like, does things for us, you know? Like, if we
yeah.
need something, he'll be there. Like,
you
he's...
want my crumble cookies?
Yeah.
you want my crumble cookies? Also, if he has a few drinks, he's really generous.
Yeah. Brett's definitely a few of my drinks.
Brett's a very
Express.
Generous.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next. Yeah. What do you do for sober fun?
Wow.
We were sober yesterday.
Weekend. Yeah, we've had a sober.
Had I had two drinks
sober
on Friday.
Weekends, kind of. I don't really two drinks.
I was
sober.
Tipsy.
Oh.
I mean, I think actually what we're really good at is we make trips. Like we do trips
yeah.
out of stuff. Like we can
like
have
planning things.
Yeah, like we like to go on excursions.
I like Juliana's little text where she plans the itinerary because then it's like yeah. then you have to stick to it and you're like okay
it's laid out
do.
Yeah
I don't
think
know.
That's
planner.
Our
planner some people are
I'm a planner I'm like
yeah.
okay guys wake up call is 8 o'clock we're gonna yeah. be there by 10:30 we're gonna tour this place and then we're gonna do this and have lunch here and do this
yeah.
and if we go off plan it's fine but we have our foundation to
yeah.
come back
yeah.
to
because
yeah.
then it's like oh
yeah.
like we should do this oh we should eventually go then you never do
you
it
you never
yeah,
end up
yeah.
doing anything
if you like send that text this is what we're doing all right I gotta get up
yeah like
I
you
can't
gotta.
Be the one to hold everyone
like
back.
Juliana Lily texted us and was like up at 7 a.m. we're leaving at 8
we're yeah
like, okay
well I got up earlier than you guys yesterday because we needed to be at St. Pete's by 10 for our well we were there at 10:30
yeah.
for our apartment tour for we're like scouting for next year and I got up at 6:30 purposely to time it and I saw that we could sleep an extra, like, 45 minutes. So I told
yeah.
them to go back to bed.
I was out, like, a light.
Just me being the mom of the group. Never thought that would happen.
Well, like, living in Florida, there's a lot of stuff to do for sober fun. Because you could just go to
yeah.
the
yeah,
beach.
Yeah, Top
you
Golf.
Could go to
you could do anything. Except we did drink a Top
during
Golf.
The week, though, we don't
drunk
much.
Top Golf is so much fun,
oh,
though.
Oh, so much fun.
During the week, I feel like it's dance moms, though.
Yeah. Oh, we don't really. Yeah, during
I
mean, the week, we don't go out.
To five,
I but think. I think during that's a good balance. That is... the corporate America balance. During the week, you're sober and you do, you
sometimes
know.
We go out
like,
on Thursday.
We have each other, so we're, like, we're hanging out. It's not like I'm sitting by myself doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We like, paint. Once. Yeah, we painted. Twice.
You carved pumpkins?
We painted pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
What else did we do? Sometimes Sierra and I go to
shopping.
Five below.
Shopping.
$5 store.
$5 store.
Yeah, we go shopping.
Times. I want to go shopping today.
We make way too many Walmart trips. I don't know. It's fun.
We did TJ Maxx not that long ago.
Gym.
The gym.
What was your favorite weekend so far in Florida? Or thing that we've done in Florida?
Wow. Actually, I think if it isn't Miami.
Oh, my God.
Miami.
If it isn't Miami, I think it's the first weekend I met, when I came here for the first time. I would relive that weekend over and over again. I think we just had...
The beach bars.
I love the beach bars. And
that
like,
was the first night I hung out with Brett. The first night you hung out with someone.
Yeah. Ian. Rip beach bars.
Ian. Because of the hurricane.
I feel like it was so fun because everyone was just getting to know each other.
I really liked... You weren't here, sorry.
Which one?
Kayla's, name dropping, Kayla's engagement party, and then we went and sang karaoke.
Oh my God, Sierra and I were singing on tables. We were so hype.
In Miami. So hype. I mean, Miami, does that even count? Because we're not.
Oh, I liked Sanibel. That weekend was fun, right before the hurricane.
Yeah, Sanibel and Captiva, which need to be rebuilt, sad. But Miami was wild.
Miami was my favorite.
I went to my first strip club.
Yeah.
11.
That was great. Wow.
I love Miami.
I do love strip clubs.
I always have a great time at a strip club. I could never do that.
You have to be strong.
Well, we kind of were. Okay, next. What's your job? Is it your passion? Wow. Switch it up.
We work at
Gartner in tech sales. But I also am an online coach, and I would say online coaching is my passion. But helping people in general is my passion, and during, with my job at Gartner, we do that. You know, we help businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I work with specifically tech startups, so I help them develop their businesses, and that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
How about you?
I wouldn't say my job is my passion yet.
Well, Sierra's actually a graphic designer, too.
She's a banging job.
She does my graphic designs on my Instagram sometimes, on my little story highlights. Sierra made all of those.
Yeah, I feel like that is more my passion in the sense of, not even necessarily graphic design, more creative realm, I want to start my own business, I want something more organic, I like working for Gartner in sales, because in the end you are helping people, that's the whole thing with sales.
Yeah.
But it's not my passion yet, maybe it will be, probably not, but something more creative.
Maybe not.
It definitely is my passion.
I mean, it's okay, we're only 22.
Yeah,
everyone's very young.
23.
Oh, it's true.
I think I'll have more passions happen soon.
Yeah, you know? I mean, this is my our first job out of college. This is just the starting point.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of people when they first get out of college.
Yeah.
They just start, and then you gotta find your way.
You have to make some money, build a foundation, and then you can...
Well, that's what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
So I work for Glemser, which is a very small IT company in life sciences. And basically what I do is I'm in software development. So we're currently building an application that's going live at the end of December. And it's basically for prescriptions. If your, let's say, birth control date is messed up, how many times you need to take it or whatnot, our app can go into the back end of that and fix it in 0.2 seconds instead of having to go manually input it all. So I do the testing and development for that.
I didn't even know that. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing. Isn't that crazy?
Julia's job confuses me.
Our job
confuses people too, Sierra.
That confuses me, absolutely.
Yeah.
But is it your passion?
Absolutely not. Okay. I want to go into real estate. That is my dream. Yeah. I want to be I feel like
everyone. Selling Sunset?
Yeah, but I feel like everyone says Christine? That. But I have, yeah, no, not Christine.
Chriselle?
No, I don't really like Chriselle.
She's a lesbian now.
I don't really like Chriselle.
Yeah, but her partner is not a lesbian. She's one of the I don't know how to categorize her.
What are you talking about? That whole show is scripted from the what is it, the OC or
The Oppenheim brother?
The Oppenheim brothers?
Yeah. The Hills. Same producers of The Hills.
I've seen a lot of bad stuff about The Hills.
Yeah, they made Chriselle not Chriselle, Christine out to be this villain, and she actually she gets paid the most. They literally cut her, the way she would talk, and form it into a different sentence.
Really?
Yeah,
there was a whole thing about it. I think it was on Alex Cooper.
Oh,
she did go on.
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember that.
Anyway.
So what's your passion?
Real estate. Oh, okay. I love that stuff.
Like houses?
Yes. Like, I am the apartment.
Can you help us?
I would do that in another life.
I was the one that planned. Should we?
Or interior design? She started a real estate company?
A firm? You guys want?
It's so easy to get a real estate license. So easy. I was going to do it when I was looking for jobs, and then I was like, maybe not yet.
Well, I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to get that. It's like, I think, $700 in Florida. But
some places pay for it.
Yes. And the good thing about that is Florida actually, it's Florida, Connecticut, and one other state. It's like a communal license almost. So I can go and sell in Connecticut and make big money, like Greenwich or something like that. And also sell in Florida.
Oh, wow.
So that's how that's done, I guess.
I feel like
I could sell a house.
Me too.
Yeah,
I feel definitely. Like we should start a firm. Okay,
that's our passion.
Okay, this one is worst advice you've ever gotten.
That is a great question.
I don't think about that one.
I need to think for a second. Worst advice you've ever gotten. Probably from, I know, we were talking about it this morning, an old boss that I had. They said, this is like very niche and specific, but if I was trying to quit my job, basically, and this person was saying, I won't say the name because of legal reasons, but basically just saying that I was ruining my life wanting to do, like, to, this is when I first started my social media, and they were saying that I was basically going to ruin my life if I quit my job and did online coaching. Now look at me, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Throw it in his face.
Yeah.
I actually got mine.
What is it?
My old manager used to tell me to marry rich.
To marry?
Like, she was like, Julia, you're never going to make it. Like, marry rich.
I think that saying, like, I kind of agree with that saying if you dig a little deeper into it and, like,
no,
rich in, like, happiness and rich in, like, they have.
No, like, she was saying wealth.
Oh, just, like, has money?
No, because she was
like,
just,
marry rich, don't work.
Yeah, well, she was a miserable old lady, but, like, she literally was like, Julia, just, like, you're just never going to do anything. Like, you might as well just marry rich. She would say it all the time.
Oh, at Donut Inn?
Yeah, she would tell me to marry rich all the time. All the time. And I was like, wow. I mean, that's not my plan. If they are rich, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
That's not my plan.
Well, you can also marry rich, but still be rich yourself.
Yeah, I will never rely on a man for, like, finances ever. Yeah. I was told,
but I can't like marry a bum. I'm sorry.
No.
Like I need to marry someone that's like stable and like has also, financial stability so I can have a bunch of babies.
But also hot take, a lot of people our age don't ask like about that when going into a relationship. Like I
did.
Saying, well, see, my dad was like, if you start dating someone, you should ask about like college debt, car debt, anything like that, because when you get married, that joins together. Mm-hmm. So their debt is your debt is their debt.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say your partner's already $400,000 deep. Yeah. You have to plan a wedding. You want kids. You want a house. You want a car. You want a future. Like, how are you supposed to start in that big of a hole?
Yeah. No, that's scary. And also, I think it tells a lot about a person, the way that they, like, save their money and, like, what they spend it on. Like, do they gamble a lot? Do they do this? Do they do that?
Right.
And I think that's something that I was very...
Have, like, same motives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for sure.
And goals.
Yeah.
Do you have your worst piece of advice?
What does your bank account look like?
I was thinking about it for a while, but, like, this goes back. It's just, like, it's kind of contradicting yours.
That's okay. You
in
can
the
say
sense
it.
That it's, like... Well, like, for example, I was, like, playing basketball, you know, wasn't getting a lot of playing time. Parents like, just quit. Like,
quit? Oh.
They told me to just quit. And I was like, I don't want to quit. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I enjoyed it, and I just wanted to be with my friends. It wasn't even, like, about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, that's something that I, like, feel like I continually do. Like, if something isn't going well, I'm going to, like, work even harder to, like, get there rather than just, like, quitting and dropping it and trying something.
Yeah, in anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
It's fairly obvious, but I don't know.
What are your biggest red flags?
Please.
Should we do, like three
men?
Each?
Yeah, like in men.
Yeah. Or, like, we could do boys, and then we can do, like, friends.
Okay.
Okay. Friends red flag is someone that, like, I love a good gossip session, but someone that's always talking shit, okay?
Yeah.
Someone that's always talking shit, that's kind of scary because, like, are they talking about you behind your back?
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So you gotta keep an open mind, like, you gotta be careful with that. So that's with girl, but that's with, like, friends in general.
Oh, friends, I don't know if it's a red flag, pet peeve, someone that's, like, super spoiled and, like, bratty.
I was gonna say mine's, like, how they kind of, it almost correlates with how I would look at a man, too. It's, like, how, like, flashy they are with their money. Like, if I see you dripped out head to toe in Balenciaga and, like, you're flashing that you have a Gucci wallet or flashing this, flashing that, that's a turn off for me.
Yeah.
I think the same with girls in a friendship. Like, if she's saying, oh, I have this Cartier bracelet, I have this Hermes bag.
If they're wearing Supreme.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. That's a red flag. You're wearing Supreme.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I think it's... you just have to be, like, I love, like, a humble human, and yeah. Sometimes when they're just, like, a little too much, it's like, I don't know.
J-names?
What?
J-names?
J-names?
Yeah.
For girls?
For a guy.
For a guy?
Yeah, isn't that the biggest red flag ever?
Oh, well,
J?
J, like, as in John. Or
Jason. I don't know.
That was yours?
Oh, is that your ex's name? Oh.
Yeah. Jay's red flag.
I don't know if I've ever met a boy with the name Jay.
No, his name's not Jay.
There's so many red flags for him.
This thing starts with Jay, dude.
Jakes. Sorry. He's nice. What?
I like Jakes.
He's our friend. Okay.
I like Jakes. Hi, Jakes.
So boy red flag for me is someone that is... Someone that, like, the nice to waiters thing, like, that's a big thing,
yeah.
Like,
wait,
to service people.
Like, if we're talking
if
about
they're not
Scott
nice.
From
Scott
Disick, red flag.
Scott
Disick? Why? What does Scott Disick do?
He's so rude to waiters. Remember when he shoved the money in his mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was, like,
okay, but that's initially what I thought of when she said waiters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how about green flags? Mine is, like, someone that takes care of themselves, you know?
Oh, you always know.
Good hygiene.
If a man is going to treat you well, if he treats his mother well.
Yes.
How he treats his mother is how he's going to
treat you. Exactly.
Or, like, sisters. Agree. Yeah, but I've met a few men that, like, they're huge mama boys, but they're toxic.
But how are they treating their
how
moms?
Are they treating
mom coddling them?
Yeah, like, is she baby?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I feel like I have so many red flags, but I can't even, like, think of all them. Because every person I've ever been with has embodied them.
I'm trying to think. Everyone that I've been in a relationship was really nice to their mother, but...
Well, also family life. Like, families, that'll show you a lot, too.
Yeah.
Like, how cohesive they can be, how, like, cordial they can be, how civil they can be during arguments and whatnot. Because that's how the son will act.
How they act when they're angry. Like,
drunk.
Are they attacked?
Oh,
no,
they
are
drunk. Yep, there we go. That's mine.
Brett's silly.
Brett is so silly. Brett is very silly.
He's not, like, angry. That's good.
No.
How's
no, that's
Austin?
Good.
Austin's silly.
Yeah.
Austin gets really drunk. He can't stand very well. He's kind of just like, ooh.
How are you when you're drunk? Sierra drunk is like, woo!
Sorry.
That's like me.
She does the model walk when she's drunk.
Yeah.
That is fun.
Actually, I consider myself fun drunk. I don't think I'm
No, yeah,
angry.
I think you're very fun drunk.
No, you're not angry.
No.
I'm trying to think of what
You never cried or anything
been.
Either.
No,
like,
I'm
I have
really
some friends that are sad.
Oh, I hate.
I don't know
okay,
what
I
you are drunk. I forget.
I know.
You're
I,
just, like, a little elevated.
I feel like
yeah.
You're just, like, woo! Like, you're, like, hype man.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
always, like, taking videos.
Taking videos.
I am the cameraman of the group, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I love looking back on them. I like that. Like, I try and stay in the moment, but I also just, like, love to videotape when I'm drunk. Like,
and then watch
it. And then
after.
Watch in the morning.
I always am, like, in the morning, Julia, let me see your phone.
Yeah.
Let's see what last night looked like.
We always go through it. It's such a good debrief.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
I just, like, am a little wild child. Okay. How to leave a toxic ex. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. I can... I didn't leave mine. Which is, like, a hot take because I should have, but...
Well, you did eventually.
No, he broke up with me.
The same.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I think if I looked back on it, how I would have left was you... Like, there's no easy way to do it. Like, you have to rip off the band-aid. You have to be like, that's it. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, and you're gonna be... You have to just deal with the fact that you're gonna be heartbroken for a few weeks, and then.
But you're also gonna gonna look back and be like, did I make a mistake? And well, it's immediately no.
We have to think about how, like, in the long run, like, how long you're gonna let this keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think something that helped me, and I haven't been in a while since I've been in Florida, was therapy. Like, when I started therapy in February, I had gotten out of a relationship in November, and I was still kind of talking to him, which is not really a good idea. Don't do that. But I think being able to talk to my therapist and being able to, like, have... I knew she wasn't judging me, and she was just there to give me advice and, you know, validate my feelings. And I think hearing it come out of her mouth, I don't know why. Like, I definitely talk to my friends about it, and they give me advice, but hearing it from a professional for some reason just really solidified that, okay, it's time to just, like, cut off ties, because I think out of sight, out of mind is a real thing.
Yes.
Like, if you're not being petty, if you have to delete the text, delete the pictures, delete, you know, anything, that's on you.
I also think that when I started therapy, I actually started therapy before my ex broke up with me. We don't like him. But I actually found myself, when I looked back, I was lying to my therapist, like, making him still seem like the good guy. Being like, oh, well, he does this, but he actually did this to make up for that. So I don't think anyone should start therapy until they're, like, actually, like, they need to, like, debrief themselves for a little bit and then start therapy and be like, okay, well, he actually did this, this, and this. That wasn't right. Like, there's no excuse for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think that was my biggest regret, is, like, not waiting to start therapy until after I broke up, or we broke up, because I still, in my head, was, like, validating that he was right, even though he was so wrong.
Yeah. I feel like I have lied to my therapist before, but then I felt guilty and told her the next day. I'm so bad at lying.
Yeah, you're, like, the worst liar.
It, like, eats at me. Even when I was little, even in high school, I would try to lie to my mom, and I would just, like, bottle up inside of me, and I just want to tell her the truth. And...
You're also not even good, like, a little white lie. Like, if we need a little white lie here and there, she, like, makes it so... She's, like, laughing. Like, I actually did this.
That's why I'm so bad at that card game BS.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. Yeah, you would be bad at
this. I love it because I like saying peanut butter. Because you don't actually have to lie, because you tell the truth in a second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good trait to have, but, like, when we need a little white lie here and there.
I know, I'm sorry, guys. Just don't tell me. But I like tea. We love tea. We live for tea. We live for other people's tea.
Mm-hmm. That's why we like Love Island.
And we love Love Island. We love reality TV. That's, like, our thing.
Okay, guys. Most awkward moment during sexy time.
I got this one out of the bag.
Okay.
How graphic can I be?
You can be... It's fine.
Okay.
They know.
I was in doggy...
Okay.
I farted.
I swear to God! I thought I was going
was
to
it
actually.
Pee? Oh my God, I have a good
No, breath. It was a legit fart.
And did they stop?
Did it smell?
Yes!
Was he like, what?
Wait, it was with my ex. Fart smells so bad.
I got my fart smells so bad. Like,
wait, did you guys keep going?
Yeah. We just, like, flipped over, I think.
I put a van on.
We, like, had
sprayed
to,
some Febreze.
It was good because I was dating him, so it wasn't, like,
wow.
It wasn't, like, a random, like, one night person. Like, I would have shit
was
myself.
Was it loud?
You would have
shit myself. I think, no, I don't remember being, like, loud. I think I was just like, uh-oh. Okay.
Juicy.
And I remember him being like, did you just fart? And I was like,
I would have.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Wow.
And then we kind of, like, laughed, and then I flipped over, and we were like, okay, better.
Farting's normal.
It is normal. Well, I say that because I fart.
Just call things.
I, like, still can't too in front of her.
Yeah, I have a good one.
Maybe, like,
oh my God. Well, yours could be insane.
What's yours?
Well, this is the one that initially came to mind. I was with my ex, and we were in high school, so we were, you know, hooking up in the car. At a park. At night. And all of a sudden, bright lights come.
Was it a cop?
It was a cop. And we were like,
stop.
Naked. So we, like, put all our clothes on. My shirt was, like, inside out. And they were like, what are you guys doing? And then they pulled me aside because they thought that I was, like, being held against my will.
Oh, my God.
Like,
wait,
you know
how
that is, like, a thing? And they were, like, questioning me, like, does he hurt you? Like, he didn't.
Oh, that's awkward.
He didn't. But, like, so awkward. And, like... uncomfortable. Nothing happened. And, yeah, so that was more scary than an awkward.
Wow.
But they were like, hello.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot. That's kind of really...
I don't know what mine is.
That's very awkward.
One time my grandma knocked. That was awkward. She was like, just make sure you keep the door open. I was like, ah!
Oh my god, your grandma out of everyone.
Wow.
It's like, oh, sorry, grandma. Anyways, let's move on.
Wait, have you ever had a parent... Sorry, this is off topic. Have you ever had anyone walk in on you?
No.
I've had someone walk in on me.
Who?
Well, it was like a roommate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not my roommate, had his roommate.
In college.
In college, like, yeah.
Hey, can you leave?
I'm busy.
Mine was like very obvious. Like we were like very much so having sex and I was like, oh, this is so awkward. I was like, hi. Hey.
Ah. Okay. Let's see. Next question is favorite book ever. Wow, we're really switching it up here.
I mean, do I want to be like every other bitch and say
Colleen Hoover?
No, mine isn't. I'm trying to
like
think.
Verity.
Verity? Me too. I think that's my favorite.
So good if you haven't read it.
You know what I like?
Page Turner.
Night. Didn't we read that? Like, Elie Wiesel Night? That was about, like, the Holocaust in middle school. That was, like, one of my favorite books ever. It was just such an interesting story.
I think my favorite book from middle school was that one with the fish on the cover. What is it called?
Not Wonder. Rainbow
Fish?
No. Outstanding or something?
No, it wasn't that.
With an O. I'll put it in the comments. I forget what it was. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
she
I
had
know.
Like special needs.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wonder.
No, my favorite book ever is Elsewhere. Have you guys ever read that? No.
I feel like maybe. I can't remember.
The person dies, and when you die, you take a ferry to this island called Elsewhere, and you age backwards, and then you take the ferry back as a baby, and you're reborn.
Wait, isn't that
and
a
it
movie?
Made me not afraid of death.
Wow.
I used to be really anxious about dying, and that book, my mom gave it to me, and it, like, yeah, wild.
Wait, that is kind of
You guys should read it.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Book recommendations on deck.
Okay, next question. Okay, this one's kind of funny. It's just for you guys. Is Julie the same on social media as in person?
Oh my god, what? Is someone calling me a catfish?
Julie, not Julia.
Oh. I was like, wow, that was so scary.
Does Julie look the same on her Instagram as...
Loki, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, look the same or act the same?
I don't know. The same. Same.
Yeah.
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 You're like, yeah, the way you talk to... At them is how you talk to us.
Yeah, I feel like I've just been trying like the past year to just like show up at the bad moments too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
and
like
maybe,
that's, you won't be, you're not like a, you can't be like a influencer if you're not actually real with people.
I feel like there are
hashtag
people that are
real.
Like that. You're not one of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of influencers that are like.
I don't really consider myself an influencer.
Well, I mean,
do I influence? We all influence, don't we? I consider myself a content creator.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's a lot of content creators.
Influencer from
We're
that,
all also
no?
content creators.
I'm
an online coach.
I create my plot.
Guys, I just got a ring light, so you don't know what's
going on. Oh, God,
we're going to make TikToks.
Our TikToks.
Okay. So, Winston, how did you meet Brett? Is he Spanish?
That's... Is he? No.
No.
He's... Wait, I
Oh, sorry. Explain.
I don't know why they said that, but maybe
no,
he does.
Like, tell her story.
Okay, so one day when I was here, it was like the first day that I moved in, and I was
I remember her telling me this.
I was bringing out trash and stuff, and me and my Vava were at the trash place, and Brett was there with his roommate, and he told us that we were putting the trash in the wrong place, and my Vava said in Portuguese, he's really cute, and I was like, in Portuguese, yeah, he is, wow, let's see where he lives, and we were just, like, talking Portuguese, and probably thought I didn't even speak English, because I just, like, smiled awkwardly, and then I didn't see him for a week, and then I went into work on a Thursday, and I was like, oh, no, the cute boy from the trash can works with me,
and then
the next, what?
Then keep going.
And then on Friday we went to pregame and he was there and then we talked for the whole night.
I have
night.
So many
okay, can I know how I low key made you guys talk?
Okay,
what'd
what?
You do?
I remember.
What?
We were all there. I was like, this is Juliana. I was like, hey,
did
guys.
You?
Oh no, and you're like, this is the girl you met at the trash can. Isn't that what
I
you said?
I said something because we were just loitering. I was like, go talk to
him. I was so awkward. I wasn't tipsy enough.
Yeah, we were sober.
We were sober when we got there.
Oh, that was a bad idea.
I was like, Brett, you're the only guy here.
Yeah, he was the only guy at the pregame.
That's how we
should have
known.
That's how I, like, introduced myself. I was like, hi.
You are a man. Yeah. What are you doing here?
You are a man. No, me and Sierra were looking at Austin.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah. And
okay.
we were like,
oh,
wow,
yeah.
they're
like,
Austin.
So, yeah, Brett and Austin look very much like, he's not Spanish. He's actually Korean, And
but he's mixed with something else.
He's only like 20% Korean, and then he's like Irish and something else, like white. I don't know. American is what he says. His grandma is Korean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, that's Spanish. That's funny. What's it like? Oh, just kidding. After 9-to-5 routine, feels like there's no time to do anything afterwards. What do you guys do? Mm-hmm. What's our after our 9-to-5 routine, Sierra?
I mean, mine's probably a little different than yours because I go to the gym after work. I'm not a morning person.
Not at all.
So, well, working from home is really nice because then I'll just quickly change and I'll just go to the gym right after. Because if I don't go right after work, I'm not going.
Yeah.
And also, it's kind of nice because I'm sitting. Maybe I am standing, but I need to like move around after work because I'm sitting still for so long.
Yeah. You have a standing desk. We do laps, so, yeah, too.
Mm-hmm. Gym. Food. Make food.
Yeah, we eat like the same thing every night. Yeah. Air fryers are best friends.
I love it. And then we watch
Dance Moms. Yeah. Shower and watch Dance Moms.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
What do you do, Julia, at home? I don't even know. Tell us your routine.
Well, that's basically what I do. If I don't go for a walk in the morning, I'll do it after work. And because I'm done at 4, so I'm an 8 to 4.
That's nice.
Girl. Yeah. So I usually go for my walk, and then it's usually the gym. When I go to the gym, it's in the morning, though. I will actually go in the morning, pre-work. And then I'll go to Starbucks, and then I'll get my work day ready. But now I've been going for my walk after work, and then I come home. Or I'll, run a few errands. I usually have a lot of errands to do, Amazon returns, or I need to go here, I need to do that. So I have a lot of errands I run during the week, and then I eat dinner
with your fam,
with my fam, and then usually after that we'll chit chat for a little bit, then I'll go up, do my skincare, and get in my bed. That's fine. Like an early nighter. I am in bed at 8:30.
Me too.
I just need to go, we're grandmas, especially during the week.
TV off at 9, I think, usually. Right.
What?
We shut the TV off at 9.
Yeah, 9:39.
What are your Starbucks orders?
Oh. Got it.
Go.
I get a iced matcha with 2 pumps of chai and 2 pumps of vanilla, and it's the best thing on earth.
And it makes you poo.
And it makes me poo.
What do you get, Sierra?
I don't know. Mine kind of varies. I like everything. I used to work at a coffee shop, so.
Me too.
I like the refreshers. If I don't want coffee, if I get coffee.
Which refresher? You have to be specific.
Oh, the strawberry acai with lemonade. I'm not getting that. I'm getting a coffee. It's a cold brew with the cold foam. And if it's seasonal, I'm getting the pumpkin or a Christmas one.
Sugar cookie.
She has been getting the sugar cookie.
I got that twice. Yeah. It's really good.
That one is yummy. I feel like going to Starbucks, there's no point of getting Starbucks. Maybe this is hot take. No point of getting it if you don't get a venti.
I get a grande.
I feel like a grande is 2 sips and it's gone. Maybe you have to say light ice.
Coffee makes me shaky. Cold coffee makes me shaky.
Cold brew
has way more caffeine.
If I get Starbucks in the morning, though, before work, I get a venti because I'm legit need to get through the day.
Yeah.
So because matcha, we talked about this, has a lot of caffeine. And then I get chai with it. That's double.
Yeah.
I'm cracked out.
A cold brew, a venti cold brew with oat milk, sugar-free vanilla, and vanilla cold foam on top, and it's so good. And there's some Starbucks don't know how to make the cold foam.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I go to.
The ones I've gotten the past 2 days are so good.
Yeah, they put a little extra. I love it. Okay.
Love it.
Someone said F-boy advice. How to deal with an F-boy. Julia?
Leave them.
Actually, I might
not. What to do when someone love bombs you too early? And then your head's all confused.
I dated him, so actually, I don't know.
Let's talk about the most recent situation.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Wow. Well, he didn't love... Oh, well.
Yeah, he did. He told you... Yes, he pillow talked you.
Pillow talked for sure. I don't know how to give the best advice on this, because I kind of kept myself in this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I can admit my faults. I keep myself in this rabbit hole because I still like the attention of it. That's so toxic for me to say, but it's still the boyfriend on the weekend vibes. That's my downfall.
What helps is that I think we're here to remind you that it's just for fun.
Yes.
Need those reminders.
But let's say he did get to the point where he dug himself a little too deep.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of there's going to be, I think if anyone's dealing with a F-boy, there's going to get to a point where you're, icked out by them. I used to think this boy was so hot because
He's exactly my, like, if I could put this boy on paper, like, write what I want on paper in a, like, a physical
Yeah, meet. What's your type? That was also one of the questions.
Oh, tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. See, no one likes that. But that's good because they're always on the market. But.
You need a
I know, but I man. Do need a, yeah, and like
a different type of man.
Yeah.
We were joking. We were like, okay, guys, don't take this too far, but we were just saying, like, it's so mature to be blonde and a boy.
Yeah, you did tell me that. You're like, grow up.
Like, why are you blonde with blue eyes and 20 years old? Sorry.
But I do love blue eyes, no matter what. My ex had blue eyes.
I'm a tall, dark, deep, handsome type of guy. Yeah. Deep? What?
Deep? Tall, deep, and handsome.
What's your type, Sierra?
Tall, dark, handsome. Just, like, dark features, like... Brunette, brown eyes, like that's brown the most eyebrows. Masculine you can get. Rather than
blonde,
because I just feel sorry to all the blonde men out there, but I just feel like it's like feminine.
It's an ick.
That's why. That's why tall, dark, and handsome is like the hot commodity because it's the most masculine type. Whereas blondes, it gives off it's
like
feminine.
You're still a child. Yeah. But I want know. Blonde hair and blue eyed
like,
kids.
No
I
don't offense.
Have that.
You can't have that.
I know, but that's my dream.
You could have light eyes. You have lighter
I
eyes.
I have lighter eyes, but that's why I need a blue eyed man.
You're Albanian.
I am, 100%.
Okay, what are your icks?
God, wow. There's so many.
Chewing with your mouth open in my ear. My dad does that.
I feel like
it's
I do
so
that.
It's so annoying. No, I've never heard you chew with your mouth open.
Okay.
Like, if you talk too much about yourself all the time and you never shut up and I can never, like, listen to my own thoughts, that's annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Do I do that?
No, we know who does that.
Oh.
I just can never.
Who does it?
We know.
Oh.
Wow, there's so many. Like, when they wear Hollister.
That is so random. Like they have the Abercrombie boots.
Yeah. Like, shit like that. It's just like, why are you doing
that? Yeah. Oh, if they don't know how to dress themselves.
Like, what was me? Like, I need you to hold my hand.
Like, they're babies?
Yeah, baby men. I hate baby men.
Yeah.
I keep saying hey, I don't hate.
In general or for men, I don't know.
Describe your first kiss.
Oh, I love my first kiss story.
Go
I
ahead.
Actually do.
Go ahead.
Mine, we were on a family vacation in Hilton Head, and there was like, I don't even know how old I was, like 12, 13. There was like this teen beach club. Like, across the street. No, guys, it's really romantic, actually.
It's actually the most romantic thing I've ever done.
And, yeah, quite literally. And my aunt was like, go. I was like, no, I don't want to. She's like, Julie, just go. Just, you. Who knows? Like, you might make some friends. So I go to this beach club thing. And it was like, I don't even know what we're playing. Like, freaking, like, horseshoes or whatever. And...
Horseshoes? Someone is so in love you. All
right.
And this kid, I forgot his name, he was blonde hair and blue eyes.
Of course he was.
Yep. And he was like, do you want to go watch the sunset? And I was like, oh my god, yeah. And then we went and watched the sunset, and we found this like little like swing on the beach, and we sat on it and we were swinging, and then he kissed me, and that was my first kiss ever. And
wow,
I was like, wow. And then the whole rest of the trip. Yeah, the whole rest of the trip.
What was his name?
I just said I don't remember.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Wait, that stinks. Did you ever have a list of all the people that you kissed? I used to have a list and I would rate them how terrible of a person am I.
Yeah, we had that in high school.
You've never done that?
No. We had that in high school. I had mine.
Yeah, we had it in high school. I deleted that.
Yeah, I deleted it too.
But one of my first exes made me delete it.
Yeah, same.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Toxic.
Made me delete everything.
I probably shouldn't have had it in the first place. My first My first kiss was at Old Fish Park, and it was with an older man, and it was like in the middle of the day, and it was so stupid, and I literally lied to my mom and got caught anyway.
Oh my god, it took me a second to remember who this was.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I lied to my mom, and I told my mom I would stay home and watch my brother, and I called my friend Emma, and I was like, Emma, you have to come over. I'm gonna have my first kiss. This is so important. Yep. You need to watch DJ, because I'm gonna go home. My first kiss.
Yeah.
The kid picked me up. We drove to Old Fish Park. We kissed and then we left. Yep. And it was about 15 minutes. And then he told the school that I bit him.
Wait, I never heard the Wait, you bit him. Did you bite him?
Did you? I don't think so. I didn't even think I opened my mouth. I was freshman in high school.
It was tea. I remember when this happened. I remember. Everyone
mine
knew.
Was freshman in high school, too.
You know he has the flattest ass on, like, planet Earth?
I think a boy's butt is so important.
Okay, well, he did not have a
little donkey.
Yeah, he does.
You're always like, look at it.
What was your first kiss?
Mine was freshman year of high school, too. We were at, like, a Halloween party, and I was, like, dating this guy. Quotes, air quotes, because, you know, freshman year, you're not dating. You can't drive.
You can't drive, you can't date, so you're not dating.
I say that you're not dating until you can drive yourself to the date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, fair. I dressed up as a Ninja Turtle with my friends, and he took me behind a tree, and we had a kiss, and I had no idea what I was doing.
A kiss.
It wasn't that, you know.
Yeah, that's no, cute. I don't think anyone box. Knows what they're doing.
Check the box. I know, it didn't have to be special.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I love mine.
What, we were like children.
What's the craziest?
I was a real child compared to you guys. Damn. 12. I was literally like 12 years old.
You were 12? Wow. Yeah. I was a boy when I was 12.
Me too.
So was I. I don't know how I were.
My mom used to dress me in like... corduroys and like right past the knee pants.
Yeah, I think everyone
in like I actually like
an army
wanted to be a boy because I had an older brother and I would like put my hair in a hat and I would like walk around it.
So. That's like so expected.
I played t-ball.
I wore heelys.
I love heelys. I would get them again. I would 1000% buy heelys.
Should we go get some?
Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Okay, this says, "What's the craziest thing you've ever done drunk?"
Oh, wow. I have a really good one, but...
I feel like mine was at some point in Florida.
Really?
Was it?
Dancing on tabletops.
No, mine is the person I became that night at 11.
Oh, I don't know who that was. That was crazy. Yeah, I think that could be
here. Who is that girl?
That was nuts.
Do you guys ever go to this bar, 11, in Miami?
It's a club.
Every single girl, it's a club.
Yeah.
Every single girl in that room is a stripper. I'm sorry.
Well, no, but they have the girl. Sex rooms. So you heard about that, right?
Oh,
That cost like $3,000 to go just go have sex.
Isn't that prostitution?
Yes.
Mm.
But do they care?
It's good.
No.
Good.
Good.
I just became one. No, not that. Oh my god, that sounds terrible. Not like that.
Edit.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean like that. I just mean like I don't know. I was just having fun.
Miami will do it to you.
Oh, it's the air. I love Miami. I really do.
Oh my god, I have a really good one, but it's kind of a long story, and
it's okay. You
can
like
college.
I'm trying to think of mine.
I think I told you guys. But I was at my friend's apartment, we were pre-gaming, we go to the bar, and apparently the RA had come and knocked on the door. The RA had come and knocked on the door and we didn't hear. So then they were like, well, we're gonna send the police there. So they sent the police to this on-campus apartment, and half of my friends had already left, and they busted the little party. There wasn't even that many people there, but they were like, we're gonna breathalyze all of you. And I was like, no, you're not. And I was sitting there like, my dad's gonna kill me and I'm not doing this. So I go to a friend's room. Shout out my friend Maddie for helping me with this. But and I kick out the screen door. We're on the third floor.
What? And you tell me this.
I didn't.
No.
And I whip around to the other side. I'm like hanging off and I was going to like climb down.
Oh,
but
my
there was
God.
No like
ledge
things to climb down on. So then she ripped the comforter off my friend's window.
Oh my God.
And I slid down the comforter as far as I could.
Shut up.
And then I just dropped the rest and I fell on
was like X Games.
Bed of rocks.
What?
Yeah, what?
But I was like, I was drunk, so like it did softened it feel, my fall.
Yeah. Because
like if you're sober, you're like stiff. I would have broke my arm.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I was fine and then I went to the bar with my friends.
Wow.
And everyone else got minors.
Wait, why did your friend. Oh my gosh, your friend helped you, but she sacrificed herself.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, you can jump down. She's like, nah, I'll just go take this with the team.
Oh my god, wow.
But I was like, I'm not getting in trouble.
Oh, that's such a cool story.
That's
what's
insane.
Yours, Julia?
Well, mine's nothing compared to that.
I know, wow.
Mine?
Sorry.
That was like your Rapunzel moment.
I mean,
yeah.
I told you guys
damn,
that.
No, I've
I
never
love
heard
telling that.
That
story. It goes longer, but...
Mine, we used to, my college town was, like, super sketchy, like, very, very sketchy. You should not be, like, out past the gates at a certain hour. But we used to walk home from the bar, which was, like, I don't know, like, 3 miles. And it was one night after the bar.
And we were like, pretty let's miles. Hitch. Yeah, it's like kind of fall.
Get your steps in.
Yeah, but I True. Was like, should we hitchhike? And I was like, yeah, brain. What could go wrong, right? In a sketchy town where, like, everyone's, like, a crack addict. And so then I put my thumb out, and I was like, hey. And then some random old man just picked us up and brought us to High Point.
Really?
Yeah.
He could have killed you. Yeah, we could have killed us. That's scary. Don't do this at home, kids.
Yeah, never do that. Don't ever do that. Mom, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
She's listening. I'm
I hope they're not.
Yeah.
What's your biggest insecurity?
Oh, well, I fixed them. The lips. My lips and my and all the like body hair.
Body hair. Oh yeah.
How'd you get rid of your body hair?
Laser.
Laser hair.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Ooh, free.
Shut the fuck up. Yes, that's mine.
Yeah.
What's your insecurity? Your body hair?
Kind of. Yeah. That was. I want laser everywhere.
That's what I did. Everywhere.
On my legs. You got it on your legs.
Everywhere.
How much?
Oh, I spent like. All together, probably like $2,200.
Wow.
Okay, but I thought it'd be more than that. Jesus.
Well, I got a
How
deal.
How many treatments do you have to do?
Okay, Does it so hurt? For yeah, I got my entire body. So like,
wow.
My vagina.
Well, oh my yeah, god,
that hurt so bad in the beginning. The first three sessions, I think, were like the most. She's literally like burning your flesh, like to get wow. rid of this hair follicle.
Wow.
But other than that, it takes usually
Was your
for
arms
you
like this hairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say.
So I could do right, it.
Yeah. But it was like, I did 12 sessions to really like clear it out. But a lot of it's hormonal, so some will come back like peach
How
buzzing.
Does that, oh, how wow. long did that take? Can you like not go in the sun or water?
Yeah, you can't go in the sun. I didn't tan for a whole summer. No, you can go in the water. I just didn't tan.
Like,
wow. I couldn't tan because we tan get like third degree burns.
Wow.
Did you do your legs the same time as your
I did my whole body. Like, I would go for full body sessions. Like, I'd go in, and it would take, like, an hour.
Do you ever have to do it again?
Well, I'm going to go back and touch it up, yeah.
But, like, you not really.
No, I never have to,
for
like...
the rest of your life?
Yeah, like, essentially. Touch-ups? Well, if they said if you get pregnant, because that so many hormones come into your body, that can come back.
Wait, I want to do it. I'm going to save my pennies.
Yeah. No, I'm going wow. back. I'm going to get touched up. But I have literally no hair, really.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do it too. Should you do it? Julia's
I have really
influenced
dark
us to
hair.
Get lip flips too.
Yeah, I influenced the lip flip. Now laser.
I got injections.
Yes, I didn't get injections. I just got lip
did
flip.
That.
Yeah, 0.5. Can you tell? Should I get more?
You should get more.
You should get more, yeah.
I okay. might do it.
We're going to do 0.5 more.
But now I want to save my money for that instead.
Okay, what was the worst date you've ever been on? I have one. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Because it was with Julia's cousin.
Oh my god, yes.
But it wasn't
my
the
cousin.
Worst date. It was just like, I haven't really been on that many dates.
Yeah.
Because I've had
either.
A boyfriend for
yeah.
like 10,000 years of my life.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was with Julia's cousin, and we matched on Hinge, and this was like in February, right? This
yeah,
year?
Yeah, this year.
And I'm so sorry, this is so mean, but we spent 4 hours
yeah.
together, and he didn't, like, when I got there, he was sitting down already, and when I got there, the waiter was there, it was awkward, whatever, he didn't get up, okay,
oh,
to, like, hug me or anything,
oh
so
gosh.
He was just sitting down, and I was like, oh, he's so cute, whatever, so we start talking, and great time. At the end of the date, he stands up to give me a hug, and our eyes were, like, I'm small, I mean, I'm short. You know, we're short people. 5'3". He was right there.
He's not tall.
I was like, keep
maybe
in
that's
mind,
why he didn't stand
this
up.
This is my second cousin. This is not first. This is like my dad's cousin's kid.
But he was really nice, but just like, oh,
he also, though.
You think that's why he didn't stand up?
Maybe.
He's just like his father. He talks all about himself.
It was,
all
yeah,
the
I did
time.
Talk the whole time.
He just comes from that kind of family. They all always talk about themselves. Not to diss my own family, but, like, they literally
we
never...
just listen to this.
They literally never shut the fuck up. I'm like, oh my god, please.
But yeah, that was, like, that was a crazy one, because I was just like, oh, that was fun, and considering a second date, you know, like, okay, whatever, but then that happened, and I was I just can't. I'm sorry. I just can't.
No, I don't blame you. I wouldn't. I don't think I've even had a worse date, because...
Boys in our generation don't do it.
They don't do it. I mean, I've had... like, awkward silences, I guess. But the last date I went on that wasn't with this person here was with Fairfield U.
Fairfield U. Oh,
yeah, and that was...
Bronx boy.
But that was my favorite date ever. Like, I had the most amount of fun.
What did you guys do?
We went to Molto.
Italian restaurant in our town.
Yes, it's so good.
Sierra, do you have a worse one?
Oh my god. You know, it's funny you asked that because
I... You sound like the most amazing agent. It's great. I'm so glad you asked that question.
I'm so happy you asked that question.
I don't even think I've been on, because I've had boyfriends, and I don't think I've been on a date with someone that I...
Before being the boyfriend, right? Same.
Yeah. Like, that was my only one. I don't think I have. Wow.
Well, I went on a date with Brett. Our first date was sushi.
And that wasn't a bad date.
That wasn't bad, though.
No, that was, like, an awesome date because we had already... Because we were already friends. Yeah. So it was just, like, funny.
I've never... Yeah, wow.
Okay. Let's see if we have any last ones. Dun, 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 dun. Do you guys have any last pieces of advice for everyone?
Like, life advice?
Like, any advice. Like, it's something you want to leave them with, like a little touch of Julia and Sierra.
A little touch of Julia. That's interesting.
Sierra, I have to tell you something after this podcast. It's really funny. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
It has to do with your name.
Okay. Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah. Brett was like, I love Sierra's name. Sierra Janae.
It's so funny. He was killing us. It was so funny.
Is he being serious?
Yeah, but it's just like keeps like the attitude. Sierra Janae.
Well, yeah, that's why I was like Sierra. This beat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I guess something like how I, if it reflects off me, my advice, like I feel like I'm brutally honest and I like don't regret it a lot of the times.
Yeah. I feel like
a lot
it.
Of people don't. Yeah. They like beat around the bush. And I'm like, no, you look ugly.
Yeah, I feel like we're all good at, with each other with that. Like, when we ask, like, does this look good? We can just be like, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't even say, I feel like I we do. All just say no.
No, I'm like, no.
Do I say no?
I feel like you say you could do better.
Yeah. You're polite about it. I feel like I'm not as polite about it, I should be. Well, I feel like you're just like, no, it doesn't, like, get the other one. Like, yeah, I'm like, which one? You're like, that one. That one.
Yeah. I'm so indecisive.
Like, I'm so indecisive.
I feel like my whole thing, it's a Sagittarius thing I've heard that you're very, very brutally honest, not to be astrological, but.
Really?
Apparently that's, like, the thing with the Sagittarius is.
I think I sometimes beat around the bush if I'm not, like, super friends with you. Like, with you guys, I can be really honest, but, like, if it's someone that I'm not really close with,
I'd sugarcoat it. Do I look pretty? I'm like, yeah. And I can't even see them. I don't know. I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Someone asked you that?
Yeah, what am I supposed to say? But, like, if it's my own friends, I'm like, no, you don't, like, look good. Or, like, don't do that with this person. I don't know. Yeah.
Don't do that,
like,
with this
maybe
person.
Maybe don't get in the car with him. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're good at giving it, but sometimes you're not good at taking it.
Yeah. Yeah, as we've learned, I'm not that great at listening. But I'm very good at it.
Mine's super simple. I had a pillow that said this.
What?
Work hard, play hard. Be kind.
That's work hard, play hard, be kind.
What an interesting pillow. Where'd you get it? Five Below?
I don't think TJ Maxx. But, like, seriously?
That's my new motto.
Work hard, play hard, and be kind.
It had work hard, play hard, black, and then, like, in cursive. It was like, be kind.
Wow.
Seriously, that's what my dad always told me when I went to college, and I never stopped doing it. I would sit at the library for, like, hours, and then I would go out.
Cool balance.
Or, like, if we're talking about anything else, like, going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then play hard.
Juliana's balance. Or, like, work, like, you know, just get your shit done.
Yeah.
Get your ducks in a row, and then you can let loose and enjoy it rather than be, like, worrying
about it.
Yeah, seriously. But, yeah.
Great. I love that. Work hard, play hard, be kind.
Yeah, that's it. We're getting t-shirts.
I hope you guys have an amazing day, amazing rest of the week, and I can't wait for next week's episode. Next week will be a little bit more educational, probably, but
thanks
this
for
was fun.
Having us.
Bye.
Bye.